How did John Adams present the whole concept of this piece to you?
He was always talking to me about writing another piece, and if I write another piece, it has to be really different than the one I did before. And now we see quite how different. He always had a twinkle in his eye when he was talking about it. I think we got something here. It's going to be pretty something. He was a little secretive about it at first, but he did tell me in multiple conversations and email about how strong a woman this is and how modern a story this is. That this is not about the ancient Scheherazade story, per se, of the Thousand and One Nights. That this is a absolutely modern day story of a Scheherazade, and there are many who don't escape sanctuary, who are not here anymore.
Do you have a sense of a role of this character in this piece?
I have gotten more in role for this piece than for any I've ever done, ever in my life. Part of it is my own story, and it's not a coincidence that this is a story that's a violin concerto that I'm honored enough to have it being written for me. None of this is a coincidence. He did know and knows almost every part of my life and thing. He knows everything about me. And he knows what my struggles have been. So I think this sort of gelled in his mind somehow that I would be the person to play this role.
So in the Scheherazade story, most of us all know, I suppose, is about this woman who she's married to the Sultan, and he has a thing about killing his wives, and she saves her life by telling him stories each and every night to entertain him. This Scheherazade is someone very, very different. Is there an arc to this story?
There is one. He likes it to remain basically more snapshots of maybe various themes or different scenes. There's not a real story, but I think there is a general outline, which is that this is a young woman who's very independent thinking, very brave, very much trying to understand her own desires, which in some of these cultures, especially in the Middle East, is like, I don't think this is a foreign concept to them. This is like a non-concept. So this is somebody that is really searching for these things. What do I want actually in my life, and what am I able to achieve, and who do I love and how, and why do I have to conform, and why do I have to obey and listen to angry men? So this woman, she's a wise young woman, and very quickly she is pursued by the angry believers, and they are all men. There's a video, there's a recent thing I think that happened maybe a few months ago in Kabul. I don't know if you're aware of this one story, but this woman was accused of burning the Quran and was brutally killed by an angry mob of men. This is on video from different iPhones and from different people holding up their phones. It's so real. We all know it's real, but this is exactly what happens to so many women. And this piece is really capturing the visceral quality of the violence. So there's a lot of violence that happens in the piece, especially in the third movement, Scheherazade and the Men with Beards. But I kind of skip forward just now. The wise young woman is pursued by the angry men and is in danger. That's the first movement. The second movement is her love scene. And people say, but it starts so violently. Like, what happens in this scene? Is she raped? And I say, no, this is her internal struggle to find herself and to think and feel how she wants to feel. That may sound kind of like not that big a deal. Well, yeah, we're all trying to figure out how we feel, but not in a society like that, where you're barely allowed to show your face. So this is a huge internal struggle that is very turbulent. This is the beginning of the long love scene, and basically curves around her various moods and feelings and passions around what she's trying to figure out. The third movement is her condemnation, which is probably one of the most dramatic scenes in classical music, I think, that has been written. The fourth movement is her fight and her escape and finding a sanctuary. And everyone has to think for themselves what that sanctuary is. Is she still here or not? What kind of relief has happened here? And it's more abstract. So I can't tell you, oh yeah, she escaped and, you know, went into this other area and she's safe now. And no, I mean, either there's some sort of resurrection of some kind of safety of some kind. It's just up to the listener what kind.
This must be a very difficult piece. I mean, it's obviously a very difficult piece to prepare for as a musician, but it also must be a difficult piece to prepare for psychologically because you go through so much.
The times that I've played this that I felt great afterwards are actually not, I think, my best performances of this piece. The times that I walk away from this and I feel most sort of shattered afterwards are probably more of my best. It's meant to be, and it is sort of devastating. It's not something that you obviously feel victorious in certain places towards the end, but it's just such a huge journey to go through. And he chose me to do this because there's certain aspects of my own life that I've had huge struggles over, not to equate them with people and Scheherazade's kind of struggles, but there's been stuff that I dig up every time I play this piece. There's stuff I have to dig up, and I'm happy to for the piece, but it doesn't feel great. It's a huge thing to express so much. It is not an easy ride. I mean, it's about a lot of struggle.
And on top of that, it's about 50 minutes of music.
Hopefully not 50 if we get the tempi right. But it's supposed to be timeless, even though it's long. It's no longer than a major symphony, and it's called Dramatic Symphony. So if people are of the mindset that that is what they will hear, not violin concerto, then it's a different perspective and it's a different way of listening.